Heber City Mayor Colleen Potter says the update to the general plan has been spurred in part by the rapid growth occurring in the Heber Valley.
We were recently named number 4 in the most dynamic city by the Walton Family Foundation. So there's a lot of potential economically for our city with all this growth coming. It just seems like now's the time that we really need public input and we need to come together as a community and make these decisions for what will be best for us in the next decades to come.
Mayor Potter says the council doesn't have any predetermined priorities to come from the general plan update.
Since this plan is supposed to represent the wishes of the community, we're not really prioritizing the issues. We're kind of letting this come organically through the steering committee and through the issues that are brought up in our public meetings.
The first of those public meetings will take place on Wednesday evening from 6 to 8 p.m. at the Heber Valley Elementary School.
It's really a hands-on workshop where people will have an opportunity to look at maps and decide where density should go and shouldn't go and how we accommodate the population growth that's anticipated to come to Heber in the next 20, 30 years.
The two public open house events will take place on May 15th and August 1st. Mayor Potter says they anticipate finishing the project in about a year.
And then after that, we'll have to go and do a lot of code amendment. But the three meetings will be planned over the next 6 months, and then we'll kind of go from there, hoping to get it all tied up by the end of the year, first of next year.
Initially, the city budgeted $20,000 to update the general plan.
And we realized that that was not adequate. So it's kind of a moving target. We've probably spent, we're up to about not quite 100,000, getting some consultants, making sure we have adequate information out for the public, having people help us through the process who have done it in other cities.
You can find a link to the Envision Heber 2050 website on kpcw.org. I'm David Boyle, KPCW News.